Welcome back to the Mel Kay Show. One of my favorite guys this year. I actually got to hang out in person and we had a nice Patriot event. And this is one of my favorite people. He also is the best voice in the entire Truther community. And his videos are amazing. I hope you're following Patriot Hour. And I'm very honored to have Mike here. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. It was great to meet you guys again in person down in Oklahoma. You and Rob, great people. I think Clay's really put something together big there with a lot of truthers and it's just awesome what you guys are all part of. And
you myself. Guys all came too. And here's the thing that people have to remember: together we can do a lot more. And I think that that's really the point of it, of showing up, of, you know, you've done events, other people have done events. There cannot be enough of gathering together of patriots. I do believe that we're the majority, but we don't have the machine like the other side that they can call to arms everyone and they show up tomorrow. So what we're really trying to build is a group of like-minded patriots that love God and country and are willing to go out there and speak the truth no matter what it costs us. And you've been doing that a long time. You had a giant channel. You were purged in the first purge. As much as General Flynn calls it a badge of honor, it didn't feel that way. Yeah, I know. But you're coming back better than ever. And also you do long and short form shows. So some of your long, you're an excellent also editor and filmmaker, but your short form shows are just really down to the straight to the point. And then you do big picture shows, which we're kind of going to go one after another today, pick your brain on what's going on, because there's a lot of different opinions, a lot of different like distractions and all of that. And you're pretty good at focusing on what matters. So first things first, did you see the 2000 mules and what's your thinking? What's your thoughts on that?
Oh yeah. That, a lot of us, probably yourself, we've all had lots of speculations and there's many angles, but of course something like this, it'd be well coordinated. And that's what this documentary, DD, I call him Denis D'Souza, great job. Yeah. And the people over at True the Vote. But yeah, I like to just focusing in on one aspect of that as people watch it is, and I really like to help people understand. I know you do as well, because understanding is important. We all have to be on some kind of level playing field. And if you're trying to just explain something, we've all heard of triangulation with cell phones, and that was a little more inaccurate back in the day. It was based off your phone or a device connecting to a cell phone tower, and it was a broad area. And as you moved and connected to more cell phone towers, you'd get a picture, but it was more of the past and your movements. And then you can, you know, do things with that. But geo-tracking is a little different. It's the apps. They entice you. Some apps, just to let your viewers know, and I'm sure some do, but like a flashlight app. Right. That whole app was invented, not really, even though it's helpful to you to have a flashlight, but the background of that app and the people that deployed it, they really wanted to mine your data, get your contacts, update and upload longitude and latitude and where you are, just to pinpoint your movements, because the bigger picture for that app was to gain that information, not so much to, we can say, to track you, but they're selling that, and that's big business, right, for ads and things. So they track the habits of a certain device. They don't really know if you're a female or male. They don't care. But then they can target you with CVS or Walgreens ad because they see you go in there a lot. So we kind of find out in this documentary that they bought large amounts of data like that and were tracking movements over time. And they got it a month before, a month after. They got plenty of this data, this metadata, and showed a pattern of abuse to mules. And I like how they showed a random cold case on the verge of cold case murder, right, that nobody was going to do anything about, but they were able to buy that data, look at that Wendy's parking lot, track it down to six devices and track the movements and say, this is definitive that it was this device or maybe this one that shot this girl. And they turned that over to the FBI. Now there's been two arrests. Why? Because they talked to six people that they never would have talked to. And probably by talking to those six devices, they figured out some kind of gang shooting was going on and made arrest. Now, I don't know, on one level, that's scary, right? That's that tracking. We tell them they know everything. How do any crimes go unsolved?
Right. That's the thing. Well, that's what I've been saying too. When they say they can't find somebody, I'm thinking,
So what we did find is the government isn't doing it. And that's a new clause in the last 20 years. We're not, it's these contractors, right, that get the data and do everything. And they're not really getting it. But in this case, they were presented, they had to move. It's a catch 22, but it's good data for us to know that the election, I mean, who's visiting ballots 30 times or 10 times? I mean, in a logical situation, if you really wanted to vote from home and by ballot, you probably would have visited one box one time, right?
Right. Yeah, so. Of course. Yeah, and that's the thing. Here's where we are in this whole thing is we know there's so much evidence. The problem is we have a very corrupt DOJ, FBI, law enforcement on every level right now, all the way down DAs, AGs. So it's like we, the people, are presented with this. And what does one do with it? You would think, regardless of if you voted for Biden or whatever, every American citizen should be furious that the voting is so manipulated and tampered with at all. It shouldn't be a left or right issue.
Yeah. Or like a sports game where you've sat on a couch with somebody on the opposing team, and when the ref cheats that team,
right,
their team, they get really mad. And then the next play, when your team gets cheated, they're giggling about it, and right, it's put exactly in that context, but not for this, folks. Come on.
No. And again, we have a very important election coming up, and if nobody's going to take it seriously, I actually just heard that Fox News's lawyers, I read, won't let them mention the movie on Fox News. Not that you and I haven't been saying for a very long time that you have to get your news elsewhere because they're all controlled by the same six corporations, including Fox. But so I'm watching like fact checkers try to debunk it, and there is no debunking it. It is what it is. You were in technology on the military level. You know, well, that this is, yeah, this is solid stuff. There is no debunking it.
My thinking is bigger. Like, these people aren't stupid. You know, it is very hard. Like they made in the documentary, once you put these ballots in, who was written on there, what was written on there. That's very hard to, almost ill connectable backwards to reverse engineer. But you know, devices have unique, you know, here's a device. They got unique, what we call serial numbers, digital tracking numbers. They leave a digital footprint.
Right.
There is no way to debunk that. They are, though, like you said, not even the mainstream, but the low level on the internet sites, they're like, oh, this stuff isn't very accurate by this. There's GPS tracking. They're like, I talked about triangulation with cell phone towers. And then there's the geo. The geo is probably the most accurate, maybe next to GPS, which is really, really precise. It can tell, you know, within a couple of feet. So I don't know what they're trying to explain away there. It's just another way to help cover.
It should also be a signal. You and I talked about last time, but we talk about in our own shows in general. And I mean, of course, it was on the research channel too, which is they're watching everything at all times, good and bad. Like there is, you were saying before, if used for good, like solving crimes or all of that, great. But if used for bad or evil or, you know, violating privacy to a point, or the whole Patriot Act should be repealed, but for all of that, it always depends who's in power, who's in control. And if we don't take back control and take back power, and I don't mean we like either party, I mean we the people, because right now I wanted to see what you thought about this leak from the Supreme Court. Seemed very oddly timed to come out the same day. And then, you know, we'll talk about Durham in a second. But I think everyone was missing the point about the leak from the Supreme Court. First of all, Roe versus Wade being overturned doesn't ban abortion. And that's the big thing on the other side. And for anyone that thinks that there should be restrictions, I'm in that camp. And it's a topic that they know is going to inflame the people. And the way I'm seeing this, because nothing happened yet, it was a draft. A, that it leaked from the Supreme Court is horrifying. But B, I see them as so desperate to cause as much chaos before the 2022 elections. And I think one of them is this, and I'm curious your thinking on the bigger picture here, because nothing's happening by accident at this point in this battle.
No. So leaks, I think all leaks are bad, you know, and I know, like you said, at the highest level, the Supreme Court, but we dealt with leaks under Trump. I think they came out with, there was one every day for his first year in office, the average one a day. And in the media, when they don't like something that's a leak, that's what they attack. That, oh, this was blah, 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 it's classified, this shouldn't be out, and they'll ignore the information. On the other hand, you can play, well, they'll directly go to the information and then ignore the leak. It depends on if it's good or bad for the media. So that's one thing to keep in mind. But in a sense, all leaks should be treated equal and investigated. People should lose their clearances and things. But this one significantly, lots of people have ideas of who it was on the, you know, doing the leaking. I mean, what do you, you know, they ended up at Kavanaugh's house. They're,
that's where I'm talking about. This is like a manufacturer. Just to me, I just see them, you know, they need, because what we're having, I think now, and we've discussed it, I discussed it on my show, is there's two things. The great resetter folk and the installed regime in DC, they know that if they lose their power with everything they're doing, I mean, they are instigating the war in Ukraine, and they are instigating, and I think creating a famine, and they are, you know, doing all this stuff. They need as much chaos, I feel like, on the streets. And I wouldn't be surprised if they're trying to rile people up into violence of some sort, because think about all the ways that they could postpone the election, do whatever. They just, these people are at a place where I feel like the ends justifies the means, and they'll do anything they have to stay in power and make sure that they never are outed. Because it seems to me, Mike, that a lot of stuff that's going on is about the crimes of these elite and these billionaires and trillionaires. And we're all just being played along so that they can cover up their crimes.
They keep throwing out breadcrumbs. People, you know, anytime you try to cover a topic, I'm sure you'll get commenters or certain trolls that are around our channels. But they're like, that's just noise. You're covering this. You should be talking about this. And it's like, well, if I'm talking about that, I'd have people tell me that this is damn. So there are, it's hard to decipher what's legit, if there is any even thing legit, not engineered or orchestrated, is noise. But, you know, hey, the same people that told us if Trump wins, there'll be rioting and violence and blood in the street. And then literally you went and pulled that mask off one of them people, and it was that exact person. You're like, hey, I thought you were, you know, trying to give me some fruition here and tell me something, but you never said it was going to be you that was going to go out and riot and physically go into the streets. So that's the difference here. Yeah, I think what, you know, as we get closer to these elections, with things not fixed from that documentary, it's like nothing's off the table, what they're going to try and do. And, you know, will we have another real big round of COVID? They're already saying it, you know, by fall there'll be huge COVID again. So I'm starting to call them the branch COVIDians, by the way. It's a cult.
It is. And you know what? Also, still, like, I'm even in Florida, and there's still people down here right now that haven't worn masks in a long time. New York, the mask people are getting, having a hard time giving them up. But here, it's been over for a long time, and you're still seeing people, and you're thinking, how do you not know? And then, like, the Pfizer drops keep coming out, and people keep getting it. I had a whole conversation with a woman. She's telling me, like, that, you know, because she was the whole thing, like, my body, my choice. And then I said, well, did you think everyone should have had to get the vaccine no matter what? Did you think that? And she goes, well, if people don't want to get the vaccine and want to die, that's their problem. And I'm thinking, oh, so you think if people and then she goes on to say, well, I got it. And I said, before or after? She goes, oh, after the vaccine and the booster. She goes, but it was very mild. And they're just going to keep going and keep going, because who rolled out last week? Burks. You saw Burks again out of nowhere being like, well, it looks like July. And you know what, Mike, at this point, I'm like, well, they're telling us, so it's probably going to be July.
That's it. These people have you know, a lot of times when they're out there and they're like, there's food shortages coming. And it's like, they're trying to explain it in a way, but it's their next chapter. It seems it's going to roll in. And by God, they're, you know, it's like any means necessary. So food shortages, there's been massive fires. I just reported on that last night. It's like, that can definitely help. you know.
Yeah. Well, it's also part of the, this is not new. Mao did it. Stalin did it. You know, Hitler came in a famine. This is not, and again, you and I, you know, these people, they manufacture the crisis. Then they game it out. Then you find out they gamed it out before the crisis hit our shores, like Event 201 or the cyber exercise, cyber polygon that's playing out right now. And then they come in with the solution. And then the sheeple that they've brainwashed say, oh, they came with the solution. Thank God. Thank God. Why they, question them?
The Hegelian dialect, right?
Right.
That's what it's called.
Yeah.
It's offer up the crisis, create the crisis, offer you the solution. And, and you can see that, unfortunately, you know, on the social medias, from crisis to crisis, COVID to
Ukraine,
they just Ukraine all of a sudden. They just,
now it's abortion. Like they're just going, they're just going for it. And it's really these giant PR firms, none of this is organic. None of it. None of it is coming from, you know, an organic movement. Because, you know, it's funny. I was looking the other day. I think we talked about this in Tulsa, where it's like the other side, they have centralized machines where it's like, if you have a lot of money and you're a left communist socialist or whatever you identify as at this point, and you have money and you want to invest in, like, you know, the Soros machine to defeat the most dangerous movement ever, MAGA, you'd go to like the Tides Foundation or Umbrella Partners or Open Society, and you just hand them a chunk of change, and then they're going to disperse it to all the people that, you know, the Antifa, Black Lives, whoever, the NEA. And on our side, it's like everything's so fractured. Don't you feel like there's so many little patriot groups, and it's like we don't have a hub like they do. People know where to go on the other side. On our side, and I know you get a lot of emails and stuff, and I do, it's like, what can I do? Well, we really are fractured.
Yeah, we're kind of bumping and, you know, humbling and bumbling around, and just sometimes mindlessly, you know, in a little eddy or something. But as we need to get a little more organized, for sure, I think. And that can come with time. I mean, people are, I like to put it, you know, you said it earlier, it's like, you know, are people sitting around waiting for things to happen? Well, I mean, and people can call out certain podcasters or information, but the bigger picture is if the mainstream media, which we know most people rely on, if they didn't lie, oh my gosh, people would be probably jumping off their couch and pissed off and doing something, because if they just sat there and told you everything, I mean, look what they did to Trump. That made people that were getting fed lies get mad and take to the social media and defend or argue against Trump. And it made maybe people even help cheat. We talk about, why did they do that? Why were these mules? Well, one for money. Some of them probably did it for nothing. Like, he's a Russia. I'll help. Exactly. You know, so like they said in that documentary, if we were alive in Nazi Germany and we had a chance to possibly, you know, cheat Hitler, would we? You know, makes a good point.
Make a good point. Now, to something that you've been covering. Listen, there was times when everyone out there, except for Micah Patriot Hour, was saying Durham wasn't real. It was like all the same talking heads were just kind of like giving up. Like, okay, but now it's very clear. We've seen some stuff. Too much has happened too fast, so I hope you're paying attention. I wanted to see what's happening with Durham, because, like you said, you saw my interview with Kash Patel. He seems pretty pumped and positive that this is going in the right direction. What are you seeing on that front that recently came out?
Yeah, there's major updates with Special Counsel John Durham and Michael Sussman. Of course, he's still trying to get out. of any kind of trouble. You know, his lies didn't lead anybody to do anything, but we know that he came to the FBI with a text in 2016. I'm just coming on my own behalf.
Right.
Want to help the Bureau. I love that. Like, just wanting to help the Bureau. No, he wasn't. So then all this time later, it's client attorney privilege, which is that you can't have it both ways. That's very definitive. That was a good little move by John Durham, I think.
Yeah,
but they just presented some stuff right before we kicked off. Maybe it was yesterday, but Sussman filed his whole objection list to Durham's exhibit, and some interesting things are popping up on that. I have to have some more time.
Right,
but it's giving names on this and I got them written here, Raymond Solano. And it has a company, Packet Forensics, that he worked for, which had close ties to Rodney Joff,
right,
from Neostar.
Right.
So new names are coming out, even with Sussman applying some things to the courts. And we're like, ooh, some things that right. need to be dug into, which I'll be digging into later tonight, throughout the night, and probably to a video tomorrow.
Right.
So make sure you're at the Get Over to the Patriot Hour.
Yeah, I will send everyone there, and I'll be there because I always, every time a video comes out, I watch it. They're also, you're an excellent filmmaker. I mean, you really are. I told you that when I saw you, because I was in, you know, Hollywood for 16 years, and then, you know, I was sure that you were like trained and had been doing this. You taught yourself, which you tell everyone that you can do that. But are you really, but you also really break it down. Like I said, you do short form and long form and deep dives and updates. And what I was seeing when I was looking from the outside, because you'll do a deep dive and everyone should go see it on his channel, it looked like they were trying to get the case thrown out. That wasn't happening. Now they're trying to get all this stuff with privilege, which they can't say both. Fusion GPS totally lied on the stand. Just like the guy with the CISA, with the election was the most secure election in history.
Yeah, you know.
But it does appear that a lot of the roads are leading to the Clinton machine, to Podesta and Clinton and Hillary for president. How's that looking? I mean, nobody has any faith at this point that Hillary will ever be brought to justice. But what's your thoughts?
Well, it's clear what Durham's presenting, I think. And that's all we could predict on. If we go back to the Horowitz and what he discovered, and people like all those were just investigations. And then the evidence presented to congressional hearings. Well, Durham's is a criminal. He's a prosecutor. So that's where we're hoping a lot of this would come out. And it is. But they're still, like you said, they're trying to get it thrown out. Then they're trying to hold things back. Now we're seeing, and the judge did kind of go for to separate this whole joint venture conspiracy.
Right, what's that about? I mean, I don't see how, if you look at all the pieces, it's not a conspiracy.
Well, they're just wanting Sussman to have his own time in court and not really drag Hillary in under Sussman. Maybe it's clear that, you know, she'll have her own day in court. Your name's there enough.
Right.
But I think they're just trying to, it's this assessment. And if you know, his only crime that is listed so far with Durham is the lying. So it's like, how far of a rabbit hole does the judge want to let? So we know that that judge did cut, he did allow some more paperwork in last week. Things are going to come to be looked at, but he did cut it off as far as not wanting to pull her in too much, I guess, to his court proceedings. He deserves his own fair trial. Not standing there for Hillary, I guess.
Yeah, I guess. But it did look like Podesta and Mook and all of Hillary's minions and partners in crime were all questioned already in this
grand jury.
Yeah. So that looks like that's moving along. The other thing I think I saw, and correct me if I'm wrong, is that Durham was going after some of the media, which we really need to happen. So what was the part where he was, I guess that was emails or something, but he was trying to connect the media's part in it, which I really feel like they have to be held accountable.
Well, this Perkins Coie, I did a video on that too, and it looks like a little bit more gameplay was Durham. He cut off the two head out of their 1,200 lawyers, I found out. That's a panel.
Yeah.
And they represent these clients all over the world. But for this venture they did with the presidential election campaign of Hillary, yeah, they were feeding, it was circular information, a lot of it. I mean, it was made here, pushed to this person, then pushed back. And it was just this FBI is not supposed to use that kind of irrelevant garbage, but they did. Right. But yeah, pushing it to the media. Their connection was, trying to show that if they were working on their own behalf, that their emails wouldn't show them going and talking to Hillary about this information and presenting it to the media. So they're getting some of those emails to prove this triangle of connection.
Right.
In this first little case with Sussman so far, I don't know if we'll get that far.
Right.
This is where it's like, man, this can take years. And Trump's lawsuit that he just did against Hillary and all these same people.
Right.
They came back and didn't deny. They're saying statutes of limitations.
I was scared about.
Yeah. And that's what they're saying. And then they presented emails Podesta, even he's back involved. Podesta provided emails showing Trump's tweets, showing he knew about it way back when. And it's like, they're not denying Trump's charges. They're just trying to go off of statute of limitations, drop the whole thing, Your Honor. So that's interesting.
Yeah, but it appeared from some of the stuff that came out that it wasn't just the campaign that they were spying on. I think that the worst crime in terms of what Trump has is that they were still spying on him when he was president, which is like treason and sedition, I think. Not the campaign spying and all the campaign stuff is one thing, but I think that in what I'm reading, it appears from the Durham stuff that I've read, I don't understand it like you do, is that this didn't stop when Trump won. They kept going and trying to take him down after that. Is that included in the Sussman, or that's going to be in something else? Because I think they continued, right?
Yeah, they continued. So that first charge, too, was under the Obama administration. It was Trump's,
transition or something?
Transition period, right?
I love that period.
That certain amount of time. Exactly. So, yeah, I mean, they, as far as is everything coming out, I don't know if it all comes out in this first Sussman trial or what they get to prove and then where it expands from there. This is where it's good stuff, because it's grand juries, it's good people like yourself and myself, we're hoping. Yeah. I don't think they're out of the DC area, I'm not sure.
Yeah, that would be better if they were, though. But I'll tell you, I think at this point, I don't care what side you're on. If you are still in America and you think that there's a left or right or Republican or Democrat, and it's not just all like a whole bunch of swamp creatures that just want to keep power by any means necessary, then you're not functioning in reality at this point. Because you are a veteran and thank you for your service. But you're really accomplished in all of the in the military. You still are really active in Foreign Legion and all of that. You have a lot of military friends. We hung out with a couple. What do you see? I don't care what the media is saying. What I see is that NATO and the United States, obviously UN, whatever, really, really want World War III. They're not even attempting to have any peace talks. And I think they're sending all of our weapons there and all this money to the most corrupt nation on the planet, as if it's going to help anyone. And I feel really bad, because I think the people of Ukraine and frankly of Russia too are being used in something that's not what it seems like. A lot of the wars that you fought in and all of that, while you were fighting, you thought one thing. In retrospect, you realize, and you've done videos on, it was a totally other thing. What is going on, and why are they? I feel like they want World War III.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's anytime, there's war, if you look at the underlying issues and things that are harder, is a lot of times all the family members of the people that are helping push this war, they get contracts to be right and go move minerals around and get the mineral excavation out of that area. Sometimes wars seem to be orchestrated purposely to get things. We know Russia has the hugest reserve of where the batteries all bad. I think it's
lithium, uranium. I mean, yeah. Everything. Russia's really, really has tons
it's
of stuff.
Rich, a lot of rich stuff in the grounds there. So, right. We've seen them pilfer just that tail end of Russia. Used to be Russia up until 1991.
Right.
It's easier to get that chunk, that block that they call it, broken off, turned into 17 countries back then in 91. It's flip-flopped is between 17 to, right. But and then all the workings that come in there and the different countries that come in and start, wanting to set up shop and do things. And so it's very, very good for the New World Order, to do that. So, yeah, this is one of the last remaining pilfages, areas of land they want to get into.
Right.
I think the original plan still was to use these biocontainment centers, they call them. So we had, again, we have the media lie. There's nothing to do with anything bio over there. Then it's biocontainment facilities, when it's really bio labs, hoarding deathly things that shouldn't be. It's our own. We're violating the UN Resolution 1, I think it is, to store and contain bioweapons. So You know, the things I've dug into and again, put the dots together is like Putin kind of found out this narrative that possibly the people that had the strings over the Ukraine were going to release a bioweapon in the Ukraine because they don't give a crap about the people there. No. And then point their fingers at Russia. In a quick move, he jumps in, and then it still is a plausible deniability for them. If something's released in the Ukraine, don't we think it would be Russia? Yes, yes, it would be. So they can still do that and convince the people around the world that it was, you know, he invaded and released a bioweapon in the Ukraine. He's a bad, bad man.
Right. Yeah. A lot of it sounds a lot. If you look back, it sounds exactly like what they said about Saddam Hussein and what's his name? Gaddafi. He was a no threat. Yeah. All of these were
illegal. You can just keep going back too. Yeah. And it sometimes, you know, it's history repeats itself. You said it.
Again and again.
These people, you could say that some people, the Democratic Party or the deep state, the Illuminati, they really, Hunter Biden's laptop explains exactly what they're all trying to do to all of us hardworking, patriotic, loving Americans. So I'll just leave it at that. If you know Hunter Biden's laptop password, that's what they're trying to do to all of us.
That's a good point. And how about when that came out and everyone's like, what? And then today I found it came out that this huge Hollywood lawyer that's really connected at the very top of Hollywood has been paying off all of Hunter's bills. You know, you can't make it up. The Hunter story just gets deeper and deeper. Where's all his money? Why is this Hollywood paying all your bills? I mean, it's never ending with these people. But I see a lot of good things, but I also see these people backed into a corner. It seems like for everything good, like 2000 Mules or the revelations about the Hunter Biden laptop or, you know, the Durham case coming, the Sussman case, you know, the sentencing of Maxwell is all coming. And then on the other side, it's just getting, we're getting thrown like all these different
food shortage, war, something, right?
Right. Counterbalance. Riots are coming. Right. Riots. Mm. The pandemic's coming back. It's really just like a spiritual, biblical, good and evil battle that we've been talking about. But it's almost like at this point, if it wasn't so serious, it's absurd. I mean, every day I wake up like, what, you know,
what's it going to be?
Yeah.
What's it going to be? No. And I honestly feel that way. You know, the biggest connections, BlackRock, Inc. and Vanguard and them. It's like, I just feel like they have a big stranglehold. And if, you know, as we push for truth, it's easy. And we just, you know, everyone and everyone's good. And in the movement, the people at home watching, everyone wants the truth. Nobody thinks they land on the lie and sticks with it. I mean, so when we see these other people that believe in something that we know is not true from that side, it's unfortunate. You have to look at them and think, wow, they're just way more propagated up. And that works. We know that lie from the media works. So I like to say that if the media didn't lie, that's our biggest issue.
We wouldn't be here. Yeah.
We're out here trying to, you're not doing nothing but telling people they're sitting at home, not doing nothing. that's not our fault. It's the media's. We're trying to counter through that. So,
And it's hard. It's hard because I'll tell you, we talked briefly about it, but I talk about it a lot. We've had this very, I don't know if it's anti-man or toughness. I don't know. It's like it really weakened us from the inside out. So there's also a lot of people that are constantly, what can I do? What should I do? But the fear that they use, you dealt in the military and stuff, like the mind control that people are under, I think part of what we do is trying to chip away at the mind control aspect of this and at the fear aspect. And people know something's wrong. I don't care what side you're on. People know that this is not business as usual. I firmly believe that the O'Biden regime that was installed and that our country is fully captured by these billionaires and trillionaires, the Davos crew, whatever you want to call them. And that we all, most of our politicians, you know, like Julian Assange, who's being persecuted still for telling the truth. He used to say like, 98% of our politicians in America would be in jail if he put out what he actually has. And that's how I feel. But I feel like we, the people, really are, if you're not waking up one way or another, you know, the next thing will wake you up. You know, if the famine's not, if the pending famine isn't upsetting you, and the push to World War III, because as a veteran, you're sitting there, there's no good end to war. Okay. And it appears to me that Biden and Pelosi just went over there with Schumer and Schiff. And then, you know, then Jill Biden's there. And then, of course, you know, Justin Castro and Freeland are there. And then Bono, you know, I know everyone loves Bono, but he is a World Economic Forum young leader and had a lot to do with Haiti, too. So now all these people are in Ukraine and people are still like watching it, thinking that this is some kind of normal war. The war doesn't have award shows, you know,
No. And hey, you know, I still take it back to that Perkins Coie runs a lot of them people you named off, like Schiff and Pelosi, and
right. They
all are represented. And it seems to be this bigger picture that I think, you know, we've been kind of digging and seeing that they are the ones that, you know, gave them all the information for like the Kavanaugh, where all the talking points came from.
Right.
Same thing with Trump's impeachment. It was like they were feeding, they're the lawyers. So Durham did kind of strike their head off with Joff and Rodney and then Sussman. So right. It's like those are the top two, and kind of like the head was cut off of these two. And now the Democratic Party, in a way, some of these players are running around.
Yeah,
there was a very strange thing I'd like to add on. I'm doing a video maybe in the next day or two to come out. I'll send you the link.
But right, yeah,
very strange thing happened the day that Biden took and was sworn in. A shadowy company. What is it? Bitvoyant, I think. Okay, I'm seeing it here. Bitvoyant. Something new in my head. I've seen it one other time.
Right.
But this does some connecting with Sussman, Joff, and this Raymond Solano that's coming up in the new paperwork that Sussman just filed on his complaint against Durham. So we're looking at this, and it's a shadowy company that came above a Florida-based bank, and it was a DOD internet space. So something to do huge with the DOD. The internet has been very kept quiet, and it was a day that Biden moved in. So we're digging into that a little bit. Look for something.
Is that the one with all the addresses that were like signed to the deal?
Yes.
I vaguely remember.
And they
that
want then. That. Yes, exactly.
So that's back in the mix.
Yeah, this Jared Novick.
Explain that.
This Jared Novick was a CEO of this Bitvoyant back in 2016, a company that Raymond Solano was a manager of. All right, he's also the CEO of the Packet Forensics at the time. Is there a difference even between these two companies, or did they just change?
Right.
A lot of these are shell things, right? They use these shell.
Yeah, which is so wrong. Yeah, that's like Soros and all of his NGOs. They're all owned by. It's very hard to figure out, but you dig in, and again,
so the Department of Defense, you said, they owned a big idle chunk of internet IP addresses, and now we're seeing this connection between Joff, Packet Forensics, Rodney Solano, and then this Nuostar that Joff, and they're long time acquaintances. It's just, you know, every time you turn a corner, it's somebody, and it's like, how did they know each other? Oh my God. And then it brings, it's.
I know. And even Perkins Coie being like a hub. That's what the other side is so good at. They're so organized. But when you dig in, like you do deep dives and dig in, you know, it's like you get to this one place in the surface, and it's all the same people involved in everything, at least financially backing everything, or a very small group. And like you're saying, you think like, well, how did that guy know that guy? And then you go a little bit into their past and you're like, oh, look, they both worked there together. And that's the thing. That's the thing that's a losing part of our movement and our side, is that there is so many factions, and there's not like an organization that's really, we're trying to build one, but that's really like even competing with what, I don't even want to. I just want to go back to like, the government should stay out of our lives, take this whole lobbying nonsense that money buys elections. We're actually supposed to be a representative government, a constitutional republic. These lunatics, they always say democracy, and I'm always like, oh, enough. You don't, even if it's democracy the way you're defining it, we still aren't that. But it's, you know. But it's a representative government, and we don't have that right now. What we have is, I feel like we're in like the French Revolution. We have like an oligarchy.
Banana republic, you know.
Yeah, both of that. So ending on anything you're seeing that's positive that should give people a little hope and a little feeling that they or what they can do going forward, because you and I, we got to be solution oriented for the folks.
Yeah,
the folks
no.
are all we got.
Don't want to end on anything, just nothing's happening. No, there are things happening, and we just got to, you know, I know you make your videos out, and that's all we can hope is, you know, I second guess like, oh, I'm not going to make a video on this Bill Gates 666, you know, chip that he, because people will say that, you know, it's, we hope that that helps. Make a video on it. It does never come to fruition. We're left wondering, maybe your video, my video, the 10 of us that did it, we got enough eyes and ears, and now that didn't work out for them.
Right.
So we know every day the bad are doing things, the bad plan, the evil people plan, things don't go through for them. Right. They're constantly reinventing, trying plan B, C, D,
right.
And then something sticks. They finally get something to go through. The same with us. All we can do is try to educate, right. Wake the people, empower, wake the sheeple and empower the people is how we like to say it. But
that is,
we're doing our best. That's it, folks. Keep praying. Just stay in good. You know, yeah. Don't sit idle. I think in our last 4 or 5 years, the Patriot Hour, that I've seen good people email me and say, I'm doing this now. I'm on my local election and integrity board. Or I'm like, great. Oh my gosh. That's real world stuff. And if you can start local, we can make the change. If everyone listening, because everyone's local, that would change the country. That's what we need people to.
Yeah. And a lot of people, because of the internet and the Facebook and the Netflix and this and that, they don't even know their neighbors. Now's the time to kind of get together. Like you do your American Legion thing, and then you have your local friends. We do what we can do, even though we're traveling a lot in New York City. That's why we have to come near you to find some, because in New York City, it's not really the most. There's still so, New York is still totally pretty much a captured operation, but that's okay. I am moving to free America in a little while, but I will say getting together with other people, like-minded folks, it really does make a difference. And there's an energy out there. So if there's Patriot events in your area, you know, just go, just show up. You'll be surprised, or start a group or whatever, but together we're stronger, always. And, Mike, tell them where they can find you and how they can, follow you. And, I will, when you do make the video you're talking about, the update on Durham, I'll put it in the link, and I'll also put it on my social media. So tell my audience where they can find you. And I watch everything he watches. So if you wonder where I get my information, a lot of it comes from Mike.
Number one spot I would say is Rumble. Of course, find me on Rumble, the Patriot Hour on Rumble. DLive, we're on Gab, what other platforms, Twitch.
Are you locals on Truth Social yet?
Do have a Truth Social account. I think my son was just telling me. So I don't have a Apple device.
And people don't even know that Android and laptop hasn't happened.
Yeah, that's kind of funny that they rolled it out that way. There's lists and all these crazy things. But I did have, you know, on a device in my home. I was like, downloaded it, and I just created the account just to get it there. So when they finally do come to the Android, I can just download and go.
Yeah.
And maybe already have a little, as of now, I think there's 100 people that have found me. So find me.
No, that's how it was before I got through. Cause I was like number 400,675. And then finally it opened up. But when Cash was on my show, he said it's, they're really working on it. And once the Android, cause people in the press keep saying it's failing. And I'm like, it's not even on Android yet. Or desktop, but I think you'll like it there. Cause I used to follow you before we both got purged from Twitter. And it's interesting because over there I'm finding people from that original before you were in the first like real purge, the giant purge, I called it, I think in October. But it's interesting because I'm finding these people again, they're coming on, popping on one at a time. But I'll be like, oh my God, there's Julian's Rum, or there's this guy. So I'm looking forward every day. I'm like, is Patriot Hour here yet? But it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. And I think that they're merging both with Rumble and Locals. Oh, one last thing I wanted to ask you, because there seems to be a lot of different opinions. Any thoughts on Julian Assange? I wish it was Julian Assange. Any thoughts on Elon Musk and what's going on with him?
Yeah, I don't have a huge backing or looking into that, but interesting. It sounds on the forefront, you know. I mean, people point to his past. He used to do this, but it looks like everyone wakes up at a different time. So right. Now he is the richest person. I don't know how you'd get to that far without, again, it could have been a past thing. Because you think, you know, like Trump was never able to get a hotel in Russia. And it wasn't because of Trump wasn't a good businessman or didn't go over there and talk and do things. It's almost like there's an interview with Julian Assange where he breaks that down, that there is no connections with Trump and Russia. He tried right. to get in, but the powers that be above Trump wouldn't allow it. They, right. whoever behind the closed door, nope, he ain't getting, and they would, you know, maybe threaten Russia or whoever. Right. So he never got to, he didn't get to go to that level. Other people did though, for example, like the Clintons, right. they did lots of business in Russia.
Right.
Musk, so yeah. that, you know, it's did I get off track of your question? What was
no, it? No, just my question was, there's so much talk about it, but I agree with you. I'm waiting to see. I'm yeah. you know, at this point, I'm hoping that, you know.
No, I hope he's got it back to do what he said right. he would do. And because it didn't seem like that thing was going away. I gave it up. I was fine and done with it.
Oh, my God, me too. My life got better after. I swear it did. Yeah. I also went off Facebook when I realized that the metaverse was like Ready Player One, Road to Hell for Humanity. And I was like, I don't want any part of these people. So I got off of both. But I got it. Well, you and I really, we don't really pursue it any like that rapidly, like staying on the front. Like we kind of just do our thing and move along and don't really try to compete, which is a good thing. But no, you know, I, like you said, and that's a good point. And I want to keep that for everyone included, including me and anyone else. It's like everyone is on a journey, and he's on a journey himself. He has 7 kids. Maybe he's looking at, you know, the destruction of America from within, from domestic enemies inside our country and outside, and thinking, I don't want my kids to not have a life, you know?
Right.
So, you know, nobody knows, but it'll be interesting. I think also he has the ability once appears he's going to be the temporary CEO. Like he has nothing else going on apparently, yeah. But he can probably figure out how much our government was involved, because that's another big deal. I saw, I don't know where it's going to go, but I saw a bunch of attorney generals, obviously Paxton and Texas is always trying to do whatever he can from his perch, but you know, our government was really involved in the takedown of you and everyone else on YouTube and all of us on Twitter and the U.S. government, deep state and FBI, DOJ. I firmly believe that they are 100% in bed with these companies and that they were involved in the censorship and in making lists of us and deciding like who should have a voice and who shouldn't. And I hope that maybe he uncovers some of that and puts it out there, because that's a huge crime. So who knows? All I know is we keep trying.
Yeah, those servers, it's like you said, I think there was already, once he bought it and it was official, there was like a switch that happened. And they said like Donald Trump Jr. got 200,000 in one day back. Certain people were getting, so it was like they were unflipping some of their control, you know, silence him a little bit, make him feel special by...
Yeah,
you know, that's shadow banning. Bots hit you and you still get a few likes and somebody feels good with that, but it's fake. Yeah, and that's exactly. A way just to, you're really not talking to anyone but yourself, but they give you the illusion you are. That's horrible.
Yeah. It really is. It's mind control. It's manipulating people's emotions, and it's really, really sick. But I keep hoping that there's going to be disclosure in one of these realms, but one of them will happen. And once one of these falls apart, be it the Sussman going, unraveling the next level, which is Elias or Hillary or Podesta, whatever, or the Maxwell now, you know, her sentencing is coming up. She can't get out of it. She's going to be in prison for a long time. So maybe she'll talk, or, you know, maybe the 2,000 mules will lead to people actually saying, look, here's evidence, you know? So
that's right.
All of this we have to keep positive about, and you are doing a great job at putting it out there and documenting it, because, you know, the mainstream media and all Hollywood, all of it's going to end up imploding on itself because they're not telling the truth. And at some point it matters.
their lies can be broken down. And we can end kind of on this. Just remember right. this, folks. It's always deny at first, like Hunter Biden laptop, for example, pick that one, lie. Then, you know, time goes by. Then they're like, well, it is true now, verified, but he didn't do anything. Then that kind of comes out. Now it's like, well, Hunter did do something. Now the third thing is putting up the fence. Well, it didn't, nothing to do with Joe. Right. See how they just keep advancing the fence, the lie, the perimeter, whatever. So that's right. almost in everything. There's no cheating. Well, right. it wasn't widespread.
Right, right, exactly.
You know, it keeps going and going, so.
Yeah, well, we keep fighting anyway. And right. you're doing a great job, and I will see you again. And I hope to see you soon in person again, or we're going to have to take a road trip up there. It's just okay.
Where are you guys next? Are you Myrtle Beach?
We're going to be in South Carolina, Myrtle Beach next weekend. And then we're going, actually did a small event in Sarasota for child trafficking with Mike Smith and Liz Croken that did Out of Shadows, which was really cool. I know you do big events and you do small events. The small events are really, really fun. Yeah. Yeah. So, and you know, it's a little more intimate, a little more time with people. And then we're doing Virginia Beach and in July, and it looks like Rochester, New York in August. So what looked like it was going to stop, apparently General Flynn would like to keep going until we win the election.
Well, so, I know I'm doing a Red Pill Expo in, and that's with G. Edward Griffin.
Oh, wow. I love him.
Yeah.
That, oh my God, you gotta send me that info.
Yeah, I will. Yeah,
I recommend his book to everyone.
Mm-hmm. Creature of Jekyll Island.
Yeah, if people aren't already really pissed off at America, go get G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature That's of Jekyll right. Island, and you'll really wake up. Or that other one, Perkins, The Confessions of an Economic Hitman.
Then you read some of that stuff, you can't get yeah. people awoke today without a few of those things in the past that right. that took over and happened. So
yeah, so send me that info on the Red Pill Expo, because I'll just come to hang out with you anyway.
All right, sounds good.
I'll see you next time. Thank you so much. You're always a breath of fresh air, and no matter what, you're always positive, and that's a good thing. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, you guys, bye.
Hey, Patriot pals, Mel Kay here. The controlled demolition of the economy by the private Western Central Bank and the Biden regime-backed World Economic Forum Great Reset can no longer be denied or ignored. Consumer prices are skyrocketing. The Fed is raising rates. Inflation jumped 7% this year alone. That's a 40-year high. Now is the time to go full steam ahead to protect your hard-earned savings, 401ks, and IRAs by diversifying your assets by investing in gold and silver. Please visit our friend Andrew and his team at Beverly Hills Precious Metals at melkgold.com. That's melkgold.com. And he'll help you put together a personalized financial plan to maintain your security and sovereignty no matter what comes ahead. Protect yourself and your assets for the future. Please do not be left behind. Now is the time.
If the last 18 months have taught us anything, it's that you have to take control of your own health. You can't rely on the government or Big Pharma. That's where Z-Stack comes in. Z-Stack is a specially formulated supplement that includes zinc, quercetin, vitamin C, and vitamin D. Formulated by Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, the world-renowned doctor that President Trump credited with his decision to take hydroxychloroquine. Go to MelKDrZ.com and order today. That's MelKDrZ.com.
Hey, Patriot pals, Rob Reilly here. One of the most important things Mel and I do in this war between good and evil is traveling the country, meeting fellow patriots like yourselves. We share stories, resources, gain new tools, make new friends, and get activated to take back our freedom for God and country. Go to the MelKShow.com events and come join us. You will have an amazing experience and be reinvigorated to stand for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. As always, God wins. See you there.